stone is so cold and grows every night you walk alone. Longer still is the weight of parents who may never know. Don't you walk alone, don't you stray from home. God only knows just who is waiting. Don't you raise your voice, don't make any noise. What a scary choice to be employed.
Well, you guys hear that in the Spotify? Welcome to episode 2, season 3 of the Clasuals podcast. Y'all heard that my spelling mistake in the intro. There's a lot of, you know, I do my best. I didn't graduate high school, so I try. So
it's confusing, you know, the word two and the word two and the word two, like they're.
And you got which and which and there and her there, you're and there, and you know, it gets confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, if you guys want to watch this live, you can watch it live on either of our channels. Sometimes I stream it, mostly I stream it because Big B doesn't want to stream it. But you know, you can watch it live with it's not different from the editing process because I don't edit shit out, but live is better than
but in the event that we ever do start editing. You're gonna want to see it live, fellas. You're gonna want that cowbell. Exactly. I'm telling you.
You're gonna want to watch it live. Actually, this episode I might try to edit.
To those lucky six of you listening live, you're gonna get all of the unedited information.
Exactly. I'm gonna actually try to edit this. I'm gonna do it. Let's go, baby.
And I'm to rest. Try. To the rest of you Fairweather fans listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever random other platform exists out there, thank you. But
watch live.
You're missing out.
Also, for those of you listening on Spotify, they now have a rating thing. You can also comment on Spotify.
For real?
Yeah, you can rate and comment on like how you like it.
Let me look this up.
Yeah, there's a way. He's looking it up.
So you're telling me that not only can I just give it a thumbs up or thumbs down, or I'm sorry, they do stars. They do stars.
And you should be able to rate it with a comment.
What? Do you want to rate this podcast? Hell yeah, I do. I think I already have. Womp womp. We've got 12 reviews.
Let's go.
We're rapidly becoming a big success here.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm glad we're doing this again. It's been a while. I've had a few people ask me when the next Clasuals episode has. I DM'd you, like, who's everyone? It's like, three people. That's everyone to me.
You know, interestingly enough, no one asked me.
We're about to hit another hype train on Twitch, by the way.
Get hype, boys!
See, this is what y'all missing. This is not going to be edited out. But if you watch on stream, you can get more. We might even read your comment. Get on Twitch.
Yeah.
We might read
your comments. Yeah. Like, Barry the Fatal just commented. See if not, you want to read what he just said?
He said, let's go zero. Okay. Wow. You fooled me on that, you motherfucker. I'm not coming. You got me so good.
You walked right into that one. I'm sorry.
I just told the let's go.
You put on the teleprompter, and I mean anything.
Damn, you got me.
We're not editing that out. No, it's staying. You're keeping that.
Definitely. I'm only talking about big breaks. Like if one of me, aka I have to go take a pee break or something. That's the only problem. Like if there's like the last podcast we did, there was no interruptions for 2 hours, which is awesome.
I mean,
and I was drunk as fuck. So
I'd like to point out for the record, for the official transcript record, I have never during any regular podcast recording ever requested to take a restroom break, or, you know, whatever terminology you want to use for it. I never have. And I know that's been debated sometimes because we've been accused of taking multiple breaks before. And collectively, as a podcast, yes, there have been plenty of pee breaks, potty breaks, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. Maybe you do extra stuff in the bathroom while you're there. I don't know. But the only one I've ever taken in the history of our podcast history was the Pod Wars.
Yeah.
And that, I think, was pretty valid. It was at like 4 hours in. Had to go.
True.
Had to go. Also,
that was from 9 on my time, 9 a.m. to like 5 p.m. So yeah. Yours was probably even worse.
Yeah.
I even think I took a pee break during that.
I had to go grab a lung biscuit.
Bro, I was drunk as fuck. I'm still working on editing that.
Don't even act like, come on, dude. Come on.
Honestly, I tried and then I got like bored of it because like I was trying to like bored of editing, not bored of the content, but like there's so much like stuff I want to include in it. It's like, just watch the full thing. Like me editing out like who won the gold pass and the tax is not going to do much, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So one of the things that that I've done recently, and I think I did it since the last podcast, just I have these random little bits of free time. You know, I could be using them on like creating or collecting podcast material. Instead, I use it to do other random stuff. We have, not many people know this, we have a TikTok account. The Clasuals Podcast TikTok account. We originally created it because we thought we were just going to simulcast the recording of this on everything we could. Then we found out that we have to have 1,000 followers on TikTok before we could live stream. And we were like, okay, well, we'll just gradually grow it. And then we didn't. However, one of the things I did one night when I had some free time is I went back through some of our most recent episodes and I pulled little 45, 60 second clips and made them into nice little short TikTok videos. And some of them have got like 7 or 8 views on TikTok now. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time before we take off, before the algorithm finds a Clasuals podcast on TikTok, and then, whew, baby, we're off. We're off and running.
So when you get closer to your mic, it sounds like you're in the, like, it sounds weird. So where you're at?
When I'm too close?
Well, a little
when,
bit.
When Whenever I'm further you're, back?
Sometimes it sounds like you're in like, it's hard to explain. It sounds off, but anyway, it sounds good now. But like when you get into like talking, it's like distorts itself. Regardless of that, I don't give a shit.
I know. Can you hear the screaming 12-year-old in the background? Is that no. coming through?
No, that's fine.
Too bad. Too bad. I was going to use this opportunity to go yell at him. I guess he'll dodge this one for now.
So OG said, "Where's your name tag? It's over there. I'm not putting it on right now." We'll talk about that later. OG, calm down.
We got a month worth of stuff to catch up on.
It's been a while since
the last one. Yeah. So you want to tell me what the hell you've been doing the last 5 weeks? What's been going on?
Well, mostly, the most upcoming thing that happened was I went to Carbon Finn's wedding.
You went to Chi-Town?
I went to Chicago.
The Windy City?
OP motherfuckers. Yes, and we can cuss on this podcast, unlike the Reddit Talks Clash. Rick.
Aww. Well, then we're going to cuss anyway. It was your first time in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Did you get any of that weird deep dish pizza they have there?
No, because I wanted to, but I was more concerned of meeting people I would probably never meet in my life again. And
it still worked in a slice of deep dish.
Yeah. Nah, man, I'm all about hanging out with the homies and getting drunk and embarrassing myself, which I did extraordinarily fine.
You know what goes great with beer? Pizza.
Pizza. Yeah, but again, that didn't happen. So I arrived. So I went from 1st to the 5th. So Thursday, the 1st to Monday, the 5th. Thursday night was kind of chill. Me and D Mackey and ISU. If you guys don't know who they are mods for Carbon Finn's channel. D Mackey was my ride. I didn't get a rental car. So
save a few bucks, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Saved a few bucks. Here's my rental car. So Thursday night, I got there at noon, paid way too much. I got scammed. Okay, so first of all, I got scammed out of a taxi drive. They charged me $200 from the airport to my hotel. And they're like, why don't you Uber? Like, I didn't have it downloaded. And if I knew how to navigate this fucking airport, I went to a real taxi that probably would only charge me $80. Okay? Yes, I got scammed.
Do you know what part of Chicago you stayed in? Were y'all downtown, north side, south side, suburbs?
No. All I know is I flew into
O'Hare
Airport. And where we stayed was kind of close to everyone, but they said in the Westin. It was not downtown. It was not downtown. Yeah. But I got scammed out of a taxi drive. That's going to happen. You know, your first time, you're going to get scammed. I don't give a shit. I had
OG said y'all were in the North Burbs.
Yeah, well, that's when I went to work and, like, what part of Chicago? I was like, I don't fucking know. I didn't drive. And I wouldn't know. I had to look up the address. I don't know what part I'm in. I'm not from there. Anyway. So me, D. Mackey, and Atkins came up, stayed at the same hotel as us because it was cheaper, even though he lived 30 minutes away. But he was missing out on, like, all the fun. He's like, regardless of that. So let's rewind to the fun part. So Woody tagged me.
Wait, Woody? Woody?
The caster.
The Woody that we've been so critical of previously? Yeah. That Woody?
So Woody is different compared to casting. Oh, I love the guy. You might be my second favorite caster now just because we have memories now. Okay? So he tagged me. It was like Friday afternoon. He's like, me and Clash Fan want to go to karaoke, or not karaoke. I keep saying karaoke, but I meant Korean. A Korean restaurant. I was like, oh, okay. Well, let's go here. So all of us, when I mean all of us, there's like 12 of us we had to bring a table over to this little Korean restaurant that was packed, by the way, on a Friday night. I didn't order food. Woody's ordered like this weird chicken stuff, but again, their vodka or whatever they had. OG can correct me in the
live stream chat. You went to a restaurant and didn't even try it?
What?
The Korean food.
No, I saw how much expensive it was. Nah, I'm just here to, hey, I'm on vacation. I'm here to drink and get fucked up, which I did. So whatever Korean vodka they had and beer they had was delicious. So I said to Woody, I was like, me and you doing a whatever bomb they call it. So sake bomb. Yeah, sake bomb.
Sake bomb. Well, sake it to me, baby.
Soju?
Soju. Soju bomb. Whatever.
Yeah, soju. Whatever.
And sake is Japan. This is Korean, so it's soju, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, so I couldn't get the toothpicks right on the little shot glass on the little beard thing, but I just held it in front, and then Woody hits his head on the table, and I drop it as soon as he does it, and I chug as soon as he does, and most of it dripped down my face because I was trying to control it, just chug as fast as he did. And Pinguini's next to me. He's like, how did you do that without laughing? He's like, I promised the guy do this with him. I was like, I'm not going to laugh during a drink. He's like, I'm down. Let's go. And they filmed it. I don't know where it's at. You'll probably get the video at some point. But it's probably not of me. It's probably of Woody hitting his head on the table. But I got plastered that night. That stuff was so good. I didn't eat anything. You know, probably should have, but fuck it. I'm on vacation.
Was that the stuff you were telling me, like, you couldn't taste the alcohol in it?
Yeah. You can't taste it. Like, you took a shot of the soju or soju, whatever the fuck it's pronounced. It tasted like water. Like, it, no flavor, nothing. You can't even taste the alcohol. I took like 3, maybe 4 shots of that motherfucker.
How much fun was drinking shots of water all night?
Dude, it was fun. I was at the homies. I tried to pay the bill, teaching people how to use chopsticks while I was drunk. I teach Pinguini how to use chopsticks.
Wait, back up for just a minute. You said you tried to pay the bill?
I did. I'm not gonna tell y'all.
Oh, so you got it like that now, huh? He's just balling out. Like, no, don't worry, guys. I got y'all.
Here's the thing. Like, I was having fun. I was enjoying it. I had the bill in my hand. Someone took it from me, and then I had my debit card. No, wait. I had a debit card in this hand and the bill in this hand, and someone took my debit card. AKA Ken took my debit card and passed it along. I was like, and then they took the card and they gave me back or the check. And they gave me back my card. I was like, bro, I'm down to pay for this. I don't need you guys to pay me back. I'm having fun. But no, I can't pay for it because I'm too drunk. I had the money. Fuck it. I don't got bills. Leave me alone.
I mean, listen, if the rule of thumb is you're too drunk to pay for your own drinks, then might as well get too drunk all the time, right?
Bro, I'm so down. I was so down to spend that money for the homies to have fun. No need to pay me back. Let's go. But no, I got fucked up.
No, I got fucked over. It's a thought that counts.
No, I wouldn't have paid it.
No, it is. It's a thought.
I don't like people paying for me. I would rather pay for the homies to have a good time. I'm having a good time. Let me pay the money. Let's go. But they snapped the card out of my hand and then snapped the check. I was like, both of them were gone as fast as fuck. I was like, what the fuck? I was done blood. Boop, boop. Here you go. But yeah, that was Friday. Saturday. So it was like 1 a.m. I was in the hotel room. In a certain person's room. I'm not going to call his name, but
you were in a guy's room, huh? You met someone special?
We were playing poker. All of us. It was like a whole group of us went to this. He was in the wedding. I'm not saying his name, but I guess they say his name. Belgar. That's his name. That's what I know him by. We're in his hotel room playing poker. I don't know how to play poker. Also, I was drunk as fuck. So there was a guy next to me named Max. I remember his name. He was JJ brought him over, or Nichols, whatever you want to call him. And I was like, I got so drunk, I was like, I'm gonna kiss you on the cheek. I kissed him on the cheek, and then Ken's like, oh, I have your vape. You left it in my room. He's like, I know it didn't. It? But Atkins was there, sober as a mother bird, and they had to bring someone else in to escort me and my driver, who was sober, out of the hotel to drive me back to my hotel, and Atkins went back. It's bullshit. And I could have kept drinking.
So they escorted you out? Had you gotten too far? Was it time to go? Was it time to cut you off?
In their eyes, it was. I wasn't drinking at that time. But I guess I was too loud and being an immature piece of shit. But I agree with being an immature piece of shit because I'm always an immature piece of shit.
Why did you use air quotes for that?
Yeah, air quotes. But I could have kept drinking at my hotel room because Ken left a bottle of whiskey rye Jack Daniels in my room. And I drank that shit.
Imagine that. A guy named Tennessee Ken drinking Tennessee whiskey. Imagine that.
But I didn't drink it that night. But I did drink half the bottle Saturday after the whole...
He drank half of his bottle?
No, my bottle that he left in my room. So I had a bottle of cheap vodka. He gave me that bottle. He pulled it out on my vodka bottle in the toilet and flushed it and gave me his whiskey bottle. So
I can't stand to see you drink this cheap shit. You get rid of it.
Exactly. And like it was funny because I was like, what you got? He's like, Adams, check this out. He gave me the bottle. He's like, I'll give you that if you give me your vodka bottle. I gave that to him, like, thinking he's just going to, I don't know.
He wanted some super cheap vodka.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and then I was like, fuck it, I'll take this. And then all of a sudden, I hear him pour it out in my vodka in the toilet. I was like, damn, that's my Russian heritage going down the drain of the toilet. I was like, all right, fuck it. And I didn't open up that night because we had shit to do, but. Dude, Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, I gave in that thing, drank half a bottle of that, and then I was like, "Woo!"
When was the actual wedding? Was that Saturday?
It was Saturday, yeah. So how
was it?
Well, from
did you dance?
Well, I didn't dance at the actual wedding. We danced at the reception.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry because I didn't understand the religion. But I danced to one song and one song only at the reception. Barbie Girl, baby. That's the only song I danced to.
You didn't get up and grab the microphone and start singing it?
I would have, but no. It wasn't karaoke time that time. But it was a lot of fun. The reception was awesome. Only sang after that, we went to karaoke. I wish I went up sooner. Sing more, but I only sang one song. Was, you know, that watched my stream. Never Gonna Give You Up's my theme song, so I sung that song, and it threw dollars at me.
You sang the Rickroll song?
Yeah, never gonna give you up, Bubba. Never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
I would have guessed that your theme song was Barbie Girl. I really truly thought that was it.
Well, so when we went to the karaoke bar, like scan like a QR code to see their song list, my phone was dead. So I didn't know what I could request. So I just went up there and just requested that song. It's like, okay. But if I should have done Barbie Girl, that would have been OP, and I guarantee there's been in so many videos of me singing that shit. But y'all already heard it all live. You don't need to see a live video of me singing that shit. But again, keep in mind, I do plan on going to karaoke bar on my 30th birthday, which is Saturday, February 17th. And I'll be live streaming from my phone.
Next weekend.
Yeah. Of me singing, getting drunk as my ass. Off my ass.
Drunk. You're getting drunk as your ass.
Drunk off my ass. And doing karaoke as much as I can that night. So, look out for that. I'll bring a little fucking battery charger for my phone. And I'm gonna get wasted. Also,
white,
I'm gonna get wasted. Oh, I'm gonna get... I'm beyond that, bro. Sloppy. I'm gonna drink before I get to the bar. So they don't, like, stop me. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be awesome. 30th birthday, gotta pull it out, man. If I had no money, I'd just rent the whole thing out. But I don't have enough friends.
Big 3-0.
Big 30.
Man.
I told people at work I'm turning 30. They didn't believe me.
Would they think you're younger?
Yeah, the maintenance guy is like, yeah, I turned 30 in February. He's like, oh, dude, I thought you were like 21. He's like, no, bro. I'm way older than that.
Nah, man. I got a driver's license and everything. Come on.
Yeah, it was funny when he told me that. I was like, no, I'm 30. And I don't feel 30, but fuck it. I'm going to party like a fucking 18-year-old, high as fuck. Not high as fuck, but drunk as fuck. Anyway, I do that.
So you had fun at the Carbon wedding, is what I'm hearing, right?
I had a blast. Me and Woody are OP as fuck now.
So you and Woody are buds, your pals now, yeah. Right? Yeah. So you going to get you to Helsinki next year?
Probably not. I wish.
Hey, Woody, old buddy, old pal.
Actually, you want to hear a funny story about, so it was me, Beamers, and a lot of people talking about, what's his name? He's a Clash streamer. He's like 50, Ali or something on Twitch. So we're like talking about how much Ollie.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
But we're talking about how much money he makes on Twitch, and like Eric's like, you think Twitch is the way to make money? He's like, for some of us, yeah, it's a good way to make money. But he's like, yeah, Twitch doesn't make money if you're YouTube, but anyway.
Yeah, those guys that have YouTube followings, like that's where most of their cash cow is.
True.
I think the revenue you get from advertisements on YouTube far, far outweighs the...
Oh, yeah, especially if you're good at it.
Well, plus the viewership is so much different. Like, there's so many more viewers, even for Clash... The viewer ratio on YouTube is so much higher. That's why a lot of those guys with the streaming, that's really just to have videos to go and make content for YouTube.
Well, that's what Eric said, like, in the shuttle bus. He's like, the only reason I stream on Twitch is to get content. Otherwise, if he just did straight YouTube, he wouldn't be able to get that content flow. It's like, that makes sense. Plus, a lot of people show up, and like, he gets a decent amount on YouTube or Twitch. But YouTube was all the money's at.
Yeah.
And no, we're not doing a fucking YouTube stream because they don't like cussing and drinking and shit.
Yeah, it's tough to do our style podcast with all the YouTube terms and conditions.
And we're not here for money.
Yeah.
We're OP. We're the OGs that don't give a fuck about money.
But you know, that's also the reason why, like, those guys that have the big YouTube channels, when they're streaming, like, you go to watch a comp match, like, not a lot of people like worrying about their sub to the channel or donating stuff, because those guys don't need it. You know, they need the video to go chop it up and make a good YouTube short.
Also, when you stream on YouTube, it's a little different than like Twitch. You get the notifications, you get oh, this person's been sub for 24, 32 months and stuff. Like, YouTube is so much, like say if we were to stream this on YouTube, the intro song would be copyrighted. It'd be 18 plus, regardless, if you know our YouTube's already that. But it's so much restrictions on YouTube, like, for streaming on Twitch, is OP. Like, if YouTube downed it a little bit, we could stream this on YouTube and Twitch, but I don't know.
I wonder if our intro song would get copyrighted, because not a lot of people know this, but our intro song was created by someone who I know. Like, I know the band, right? And they gave us permission to use their song, so I don't know how they could block it from the channel. We're like, oh, I don't know. The guys that made the song, guys that own the property to the song, they're okay with us using it. Hey, how are you going to ban that? I don't know. Maybe we need something in writing.
Yeah, probably.
All I got was a verbal confirmation. Was, no, we won't sue if you use our song.
I know for, like, other songs, you can only play, like, 10 seconds of it, and then to get copyrighted. So, regardless of that, it was an OP weekend, and glad to be a part of it. It was fun.
Was it cold up there?
Like 38 with wind. It wasn't too bad. I had a big winter jacket. It wasn't that bad.
Were you like the most bundled up of anyone up there?
No. Freaking D Mackey had his room at, like, there was one time when all of us, because D Mackey said he was going to go take a shower. He didn't. He was talking to Drew on his fucking phone. We all went over there and knocked on the door. He opened it. I walked 2 feet in that motherfucker. It was humid and hotter than a motherfucker. I was like, I'm out. I dipped. All of us dipped back into my room.
It was hot,
like,
and night. Humid in a hotel room?
Dude, it was. I don't know how it was humid, but it was
hotter. What kind of sociopath gets their hotel room and doesn't turn the temp down as low as it'll go?
Exactly.
I thought that was a rule. I thought you had to do that.
You want to hear another funny story after that?
Yeah.
So Sunday, he comes in. He goes, I broke my toilet. I was like, how the fuck did you do that? I was like, I don't know. It won't flush. I was like, bro, what do you mean it's broke? I was like going in the techniques. Did you see the chains connected? He clogged the motherfucker. So what he does, he comes to my room, bathroom, or my room, and uses my bathroom, and fucking destroys the motherfucker. Yes, D-Mackie, I'm calling you out. You don't watch this podcast? God. Fuck you, okay? Bro, I cracked it open, because I was like, what the fuck's that smell? I cracked the bathroom open. I was like, dude, I almost threw up. Just, I had to close that right quick. I turned the fucking AC up or down all the way. Turned it up. There's no vent in the bathroom, so I just kept the light on just in case. I was like, dude, Jesus.
You didn't have like a little fart fan in the
no.
top of the bathroom?
No.
God.
And then when we left, I opened the door and let the fan the AC on, so it, like, take the bathroom stank and, like, put it back into the world, because that was fucking god awful. I don't know what he ate, what he did to my toilet. Damn, he fucked that bathroom up, bro.
E-Mac, you blown it up.
I don't know what he ate, dude. It sounded like straight.
It's probably a whole bunch of Korean food, it sounds like.
No. I don't know, dude. That was after that.
Exactly. That's typically when, like, poop comes, is after.
That was not that time. Because he left before me during the Korean restaurant. So
Is that same bottle of...
No. This is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey.
Oh, so bottle. When you got back home, you now that you've been soiled with the good stuff, now you've gone up a notch, huh?
The good stuff. I couldn't find what he actually gave me, because the total Wine & More is like 30 minutes away from me, but there's a neighborhood Walmart that's like 2 minutes away, so I'm not going to drive out of my way to get good whiskey. I'm going to drive my way to get decent whiskey. But vodka makes me angry, so.
So, that was a Cargan wedding. That sounds like fun. I've been to Chicago a couple times. It's a cool town.
It's like Seattle.
Should we, I don't know, 30 minutes in? Should we talk about Clash stuff?
We can. Yeah, let's go.
Rinse, repeat what everyone else is saying. Clash. I guess start off personally. What have you been doing in the game? You've been still living with the gosh darn super barbs and living and dying by that, or have you switched? Have you seen the error of your ways?
So after our last episode about what you've been using in Legends, I've been using Root Rider Super Archers.
You copied mine?
Well, I'm not as good as you, but I'm shit. So I've been doing a Super Archer, Root Rider, Super Archer blimp attack, and I'm crap at it. In Legends, I've been doing pretty good, but in CWL, I think I've done decent. I can't really tell you what I remember because...
You can't really tell me how your last CWL went?
I can't because I don't... I got 2-3 stars. I remember that. I did 1 or 0 star because it was my last...
You did what? No?
I did 2-3 stars, and I did a 0 star on my last day when I was packing shit.
You did a what? Come again?
0 star. I see what you... I can see that on my screen.
You did what now?
0 star. On my last day.
You did what now?
How many times have 0 star?
What? How many stars sent?
0 star. I got a 30% 0 star. But it doesn't matter because it's in a different clan, not in Champs 1.
You didn't... You know, I had this, did you?
I saw it. I knew what you were doing. I saw it on my screen.
I like how you got in it wrong. I don't really remember how I did. And I'm like, oh, no, you do. Like, oh, well, I had some 2 stars and some earth and then...
I just looked at chat and said, Catfish said, somebody clip it. It's like, Bigby's already on it. I saw the little clipboard on the screen. He already clipped it. I mean, you guys can clip it too, but.
Yeah.
Also, After Dark, we did that. I don't remember then that, but I was in Carbon's wedding during CWL, so I didn't really give a fuck about my attacks. Also, I wasn't in like Champs 1 or anything, so.
You got demoted off the main team?
I did.
Dude.
That's on them. I'm not in charge of that. Dude. You need to blame Ghost Knight, not me. He's in charge of registry.
Dude.
I'm not in charge of where I go to do CWL.
Dude.
They're probably all worried about, he's in Carbon's wedding. He can't do hits. I'll do hits regardless. I'll do it before the wedding. But nope.
Yeah.
I got demoted. Like, They don't trust the CF9 2-star champ to do it during an important wedding.
So, in all seriousness, Adam said, I mean this, and I want you to be as self-reflective as possible. When you see that 0-star 37% upon the board, doesn't just a small part of you think, okay, you know what? They were probably right to sit me out this one.
No.
And in hindsight, it was probably a good call.
Honestly, when they sent me to that clan, I didn't give a shit. Like, I tried the other two. It's like, fuck, if I fell, I fell. It doesn't matter. If I was in Champs 1, then it would matter. I'd, like, actually concentrate and try to plan where to send my blimp. But no, I don't give a shit. It doesn't fucking matter. Which in whatever fuck league that fucking clan in.
So that's why you got the 0 star. Not because you know... And you had a reason, you just didn't care, right?
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. I had to hurry up and send it. I was like, fuck it. Doesn't matter. Not in Champs 1. Don't give a fuck.
I just think it's pretty remarkable in this meta to use 10 Root Riders in an attack and to not be able to get a star. Were you vaping during the hit, Adams?
No.
Tell the truth.
I had to hurry up and do my attack fast, and it's like, oh, rip, got his 30%. Have to fucking turn off my iPad, pack it, and get ready for the flight.
The good news is, you know, if you need to, we've got a spot for you in the roster over in Catfish's clan, Damshun. You can come over and play with us. I think we're up to, like, silver 2 now. So, man, medals really... really piling up over there. In a couple more months, I'm going to be able to afford a hammer. So
I'd rather join the rusty nuts than that.
Rusty plane. Nuts. Oh, yeah. We all go rusty nuts.
The rusty nuts.
We actually got demoted in CWL this month. Really? Listen, it was tough. Like, okay, so the last couple of months, you know, we went through constant promotions month after month. Obviously, the short month really screwed with us. Only having five rounds instead of seven. So that was, I think that put us at a little bit of disadvantage. Also, some of the guys who had played with us last month were some of those. It was Manoob and the Sentinel who have been longtime clan mates of mine for forever. And they do. I'm not saying they like follow me around, but a lot of times they don't know where to go. They show up wherever I am and play. They helped us out last month when we got promoted. They had already moved on to find, I think their permanent home. They sent me a DM about, oh man, come join this clan. It's great. And I just looked today and they're already in a different clan again. So some of those guys, like, you know, the best clan for them is whatever the next one is. Right. But yeah, so we were a little light. We faced a whole bunch of clans that were completely, you know, top to bottom town hall 16s, and then most of them just had a few other counts. Whereas we had like our top six were 16s, and then I had a 15, and then the rest were all like 14s, and even I think we had to run a 13 or so at the bottom a couple times. So we got demoted, but you know, it is what it is. We're not sweating, and we're not, you know, upset about it. We kind of, you know, we will take each month away for what it is. I can tell you personally on Big B 66, where I have not gotten off the witches and the ice golems, 21 stars. I mean, not 21. We didn't have 7 hours. Nope. 15 stars in 5 days. Perfect. Let's CWO. Go. One of the other things that I'm really proud of, my Town Hall 14, while hitting only Town Hall 16s all week and doing Blizz Hydra, 13 stars in 5 days.
Let's go.
Listen, we didn't win a single war, right? So it's not like, you know, it's not like their team is like, oh my gosh, look what these guys are doing. But I just had a feeling that there's at least 3 days where these guys were playing against, like, my God, did their Town Hall 14 just triple one of our 16s? Like, yeah, pretty awesome. And then, you know, then I would fail like a 16v16 later on. So, you know, it was fine. But yeah, it was nice and chill CWL. Like I said, no one's losing their hair over getting demoted. You know, it is what it is. We're just trying to collect some more and get some. CWL medals, and you know, just keep working on the bases, keeping on the grind. And yeah, our little catfish clan, Damshun. I mean, I think all but like four of our accounts had perfect CWLs over there, but I mean, we've got some 13, so it's pretty much the whole lineup is me, GCBC, and Catfish. Yeah. And then we had one other guy, I think Blake from Wolfpack brought over one of his little ones. But that's primarily lineup. So I've got a bunch of alts in there. The other guys do too. But, you know, when we get even matchups in CWO, like we just wreck them. But most of the time, we're with Town Hall 13s and 12s and 11s, we're the higher clan amongst these matchups. So it's a. That's been fun. There's a lot of swag spells. I had an attack. It was a Town Hall 12 versus 11, I think. Okay. But I went to do my little Queen Charge Lalo that I like doing on Town Hall 12. Mm-hmm. And it was just the Queen Charge with the hero support. Everything was so OP that I swagged every single spell. And the Lava Hound and all the wounds. Just wrecked the Town Hall 11 just with the Queen Charge, the King, some minions, and a baby dragon. And no spells. And the of course, the log launcher, which is my new entry for lower town halls. It's a queen charge with a log launcher. That is far and away the best. Like, doing Lalo at Town Hall 12 now, it's what I like to call swag Lalo. Because you do the log launcher and the queen charge strong enough, you don't need anything else. The only reason you need the Lalo is for time. Really, that's all you need. Like, you'd walk the whole base with the queen charge and the king if it didn't, you know, get slowed down at times. But it's it's incredibly strong. It's a lot of fun. And I'm thinking, just while I'm in a weird state with Clash right now. Okay. In that, you know, we had the New Year's resolutions, and yes, we call them resolutions because that's what they fucking are. And that's, what was your first one?
Or whatever one's drinkless, I felt that one.
Well, I mean, the year's still, you know, getting started. We just passed Groundhog Day, so, you know, you got plenty of time. My New Year's resolution was to stream more. I have not actually.
I know one of them was to be nicer.
Yes. And I think I'm doing okay.
Decent.
Okay. I'm being nicer. I'm not going to talk shit about anyone else saying that you shouldn't call it New Year's resolutions. I'm just going to let that one slide. I'm going to let them have their own terminology and not claim that they're complete morons for calling it something other than New Year's resolutions. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be very, very nice.
Call it personal goals, you sexist shit.
I'm not gonna say what I'm thinking. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Anyway, where are we going with this New Year's resolutions things?
You brought it up,
bro. Oh, I'm in a weird space with Clash. One of my New Year's resolutions was to not spend so much on the game. And what I've learned about myself is that if I spend a little, I want to spend a lot. So I'm really trying, like, for the most part, just don't spend on the game. This week, and we'll talk about the new event a little bit, but I spent some money to get the event pass on a couple of accounts. That's the first money I'd spent in almost a month on the game.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's tough. It's tough because I'm learning that I got so used to just spending being a part of my enjoyment with the game that not having it has been tough. It's got nothing to do with how the game's actual played. It's my own weird psychology around it. But I'm working through it. It's like I've got to go through Clash therapy to try to figure out how to balance myself with the game. But because of that, you know, I am getting myself my head wrapped around the idea of, you know what, a new update's going to come one day. I'm not going to be so overpowered, super stockpiled with magic items, even though I still have a bunch. I might get to the next update and have to go old school and grind some updates. And I'm trying to teach myself that's okay by not going overboard and spending to just max out all these hero abilities.
True.
Having said all that, because I haven't just been able to rely on just maxing everything and being strong, I've had to think a little bit more about being strategic in the game. Just because you can't max everything, then you got to be a little bit better with what you got. So, all that to say, that big, long walk-around story, back to part of the reason I'm practicing Lalo. I've been doing it 11 for a long time now. I've been doing it at 12 now for several months. I'm going to work my way up through 13, through 14, through 15, and then eventually I want to be able to do it at least at some comfortable level at whatever the top town hall level is. But my plan is to kind of stair-step my way back up to it and just gradually get myself there.
Okay.
The lower ones, when you learn some of the fundamentals around it, and quite frankly, with like Queen Charge, Lalo, it's more about what you can do with the queen charge, honestly, than it is with the Lalo. I don't know. There are some guys out there that can do a much longer, much more extended Lalo with multiple lava hands. Yeah, and there are guys who just, that through enough experience of doing it and doing it on enough style basis, have just gotten there. I don't know that I'll ever get there with it, but I do think I can get to that space with enough of the attacks or enough of the town hall levels to figure out a way to get enough of the base with the heroes to where I feel comfortable doing some wallow on the back end. And it's not just cleanup wallow, but something that's actually going to, you know, move work. So I'm in this weird place where I'm actually getting out of the noob, just spam everything. And I feel like I'm actually trying to get myself to a skillful level, and playing the game. And what's weird about it, what's really, really strange, is if anything, it's making me less and less want to go, like, try hard. Like, I'm not doing this because I want to, like, go join a comp team or get back in Champs 1 and try CWL. I'm really just doing it because I'm interested in it. But I don't want to feel like there's, you know, expectations around it or like, oh, now that I'm good at it, people are going to want me to come play on their team. No, I don't want to play on your stupid fucking team, okay? I just want to do it for me. I want to feel good about what I do, and all I have to do is do what I want to do. And all I want to do is do what I want to do and not listen to you. So that's what I'm going to do.
You brought a good point. Atkins says, I hope to meet you in Worlds. It's like, maybe go to Worlds. It's like, I'm not in esports anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay? I have fun just playing the fucking game. I don't want to be pressured in doing a 3-star in order to get to Worlds. There's never been an NA team. And I never will be a part of an NA team. Because I'm trash. But if I'm going to Worlds, I'm going to pay myself to it. I'm not going to have Supercell pay my way to it because I'm not that good. I'll never be that good.
So was Adkins telling you that, like, he was going to go to Worlds?
I guess. He's like, maybe we'll meet again in Worlds. He's like, I'm not in the esports team anymore.
If we ever go to Worlds, it's because the podcast took off. We got a content creator code, and they invited us.
Well, for that to happen.
Or, Supercell comes to their senses, hosts the World Championships in the good old US of A, and we just road trip to it. I'll have my bright orange tuxedo. You'll wear the baby blue, and we'll get top hats and walking canes.
Run that shit out. Let's go. I'm down for that. If it's in the U.S., well, I'm down. But no, we'll be in a fake country that doesn't exist.
If they do have one in the U.S., we're definitely going, and we're definitely getting the tuxedos.
Facts. I'm down for that.
Because when they pan across the crowd, like, see everyone in there,
they'll be able to see us.
Yeah, it was like the bright orange, like, shining beacon, because my tuxedo is going to be like a quadruple XL, so you'll be able to see it from space. But when they pan around, like, it was going to be sitting out right there, just bright as everything, and then you'll be alongside me in the little baby blue.
That's what they need to do in the U.S. Screw going to a country that doesn't exist. Don't give a fuck what y'all say. Come to the U.S., you'll have a big more turnout than people flying to Finland.
No one's dressing up in Finland. That's not their culture. Like, everyone's just, denim and windbreakers.
And it's cold.
Bring it to the U.S., man, people are going to show out.
Exactly. You have more people showing up just to watch.
So, did you get to participate in any of the double dip wars while you were in CWL?
No,
were you too busy with the wedding?
I was too busy. I'm assuming that's why they didn't involve me in the Champs 1 clan, which I understand, but yeah, I couldn't do double dip wars when I was gone. They planned to do a wedding war, but with CWL timers and shit, they couldn't. Because apparently there's a CWL timer, and by the time the wedding ended, we had to do it Sunday night, and it would have made no sense. So,
yeah. God darn CWL messing with the wedding timing. Although, I guess technically, they did set the date for the wedding. So, it's not like they didn't know we do CWL at the beginning of each month.
Also, Fatal said there's no proof from Adam that Carbon Finn's wedding happened, therefore it's fake. Go fuck yourself. I went.
What do you mean there's no proof? I've literally seen videos, Fatal.
Yeah. You haven't, because you're not.
Because no one likes you.
Anyway.
So I got to do a double dip war.
Let's go. You got a lot of
and do what?
You got a lot of stuff for the improve the new epic ability from the queen, or how'd it go?
We'll talk about what I'm upgrading here in a minute. But I think the thing that was most noteworthy was, you know, in January, I did one of the double dip wars over with the good guys with Rick and Trample and all those guys that came to play over there. And then I did another one last month with I forgot which it might have been over in the old Soggy Biscuits clan. In Knob's clan, we did one. But I jumped in for a couple of those. I did one with the 16s and Scarface's clan, just because I was in stream and they were pulling people in. I'm like, yeah, let me get this ore. But because it was only 5 days, like, there's really only time to do one double dip. And I got a couple DMs about it, some of the ones that went last month. And I just, for whatever reason, like, every time someone was opening one, I just wasn't a place to get in it. So it got to, like, day three, and I'm like, okay, I've missed out on all these double dip wars. So, you know what? I can just do it myself, because I've got clans still sitting that I own that are level 10s. You have to worry about donations. So I brought 10 accounts over to one clan, and I spun a 10v10 war just with my accounts in it. So I had the little noob account in there. I had 2 11s, 2 12s, 13, 14, 15, and then the 2 16s on there. And I matched up in war against a clan where everyone I faced was named MC Muhammad.
Wow.
I literally matched another one-man clan. And as if I wasn't, you know, as if the names didn't give it away. I get it. Muhammad is the most popular name in the world. Seth, read a book. But this was all the same guy, because at every town hall level that he owned, he did Zap Lalo attacks.
Wow.
Even at town hall 16. And you could tell he had practiced it quite a bit. Okay. Now, I don't have what I consider a whole bunch of scrub bases. If anything, you might see some scrub attacks here and there. But the bases, you know, I've got some professionally built bases out there. Not all of them are super fresh, but they're not at your garden variety, you know, YouTube bases. The lower ones, like up to Town Hall 13, almost every one of those he tripled with his Zap Lalo on the first try. I think there were only one or two he had to go back and clean up. He did struggle a little bit more when he got up to the top, but because he'd saved so many attacks, and he actually, it was a little bit of a mismatch. I had 2 16s at the top. He had 3, so he got one extra Town Hall 16 set of attacks to use. It took him 3 tries on my number one base, but he finally got it. So he went perfect, 30 for 30 stars against me. Trying to return serve, I did what I do, which is different attacks for every account. Because I'm not a mindless Lalo player, I like to have variety. It's a spice, it's a flavor of life.
Yeah.
So on the noob account, I did some Pekin Witches and cleaned a couple of accounts. On the 11s, I did a Queen Charge Hybrid on one and a Queen Charge Lalo on the other. I think each of them got a triple, so we cleared the bottom 3 pretty easy. On the 12s, I did Zap Witches with one, because it's the best, most consistent Town Hall 12 attack in existence. Ooh. And I did Queen Charge Lalo on the other one, because that's what I've been running with. But in both of those cases, I failed on one of the bases, and then went back with the other one, and then got it. So we got up to the 13. I failed my 13 hit, which is rare because I'm using the Super Hog Riders on Town Hall 13, which, if I don't screw it up, is super, super strong. But I did screw it up because he had a pretty, pretty toxic fucking base. And I was saving 13 to potentially scout the 14. But when I brought the 14 in, the good old Hydra, the Blizzard Hydra, tripled his 14, no problem.
Let's go.
Dipped down, got his 13. We're good. 15v15, no problem. Actually, I take it back. 15 versus 16, because that was one of the matchups. The Zap Root Riders with the Super Archers cleared the number 3. 16 felt good. So then I got the big counts left for the top two. And I went in and tried the Root Riders on both of them and got 2 stars on both of them. Didn't clear either of them. And that's my go-to attack. That's what I felt most comfortable with. And I considered just amending it, going back to try to clear the other ones. But I said, no, that's not my style. I'm going to ride or die with these witches and see how it goes. So I clearing his number one base with the witches just by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And then on the very last hit that I needed in order to pull out the tie, the witches ran out, and I ended up running out of time at 97%.
Damn.
So I lost. I lost the matchup 30-29 by 3%.
Better than my attacks.
It's tough. It's tough. Hey. I like doing the single man wars like that, but that was a tough loss. But tip of the cap to Muhammad, he's a good player. And he knows that Zap Lalo really good. But the one of those set 10 or 16 bases, yeah, took him 3 tries to figure it out. And I didn't have 3 tries on any of his bases. Only because I didn't
do as well the first time. Muhammad. Fuck you, try hard. Sorry, say Muhammad.
MC Muhammad. MC Muhammad. Like MC Light.
Calling you out right now. You try hard. Calling it out.
So that was my double dip war experience. I'm happy to get a little bit more ore. And then this really weird thing happened during CWL.
Oh, okay. Incite me.
So today it was like, we've got this weird guy in Discord. Okay. There's this weird guy who, I mean, now he's going by, what was the name he went by? Alan. But he goes by a bunch of different names because for the longest time, you know, I have a base subscription, so I share the base links in my Discord server. They're not like super stringent pro built bases. They're just, they're bases from a pack, right? When we started the Clashful podcast server, I added a channel there to where the bases would automatically upload in there. I had this guy in my personal server who kept taking the bases and going and selling them, which is just, it's wrong on a bunch of different levels, right? Like either build your own bases or just don't use my free ones to go try to make money off of. So I had banned him, kicked him. He came back with different accounts. I kept finding out who he was, kept kicking him. So now he can't get bases in the Big B server. Well, apparently one of his alternative Discord accounts joined the Clashuals podcast server, and he always gave himself away because when I'm late posting the bases, which I tend to do most months now strategically trying to find who this guy is, he messages me. He adds me. That's part of the reason I had this ongoing like prank that I don't even know how often it works, but if you try to add Big B in the Big B Discord server, you get muted. And if you do it more than once, you get put in timeout. There's no way to add me in the server. I set the rules up that way. So I'm sure he's tried adding me to my own server to ask me, hey, Big B, are you giving the bases out this month? And I hope to God he's tried it so that it's really, I hope it's really fucked with him, honestly. But since he's trying this new alter ego in the Clashful server to try to steal free bases, I decided to have a little fun with him. So when he added me, which by the way, if you really want me to fuck with you, go ahead and at me in Discord. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I see a notification, it's at Big B and you're just some random, like,
right.
You can expect it. There's some sort of fuckery is coming back on you. So I informed Mr. Allen or whatever the hell his name is that in order to receive the free bases this month, he would have to answer a trivia question, and he would have 2 hours to do it. And lo and behold, when I proposed the trivia question. He didn't answer. Catfish almost ruined it by going in and answering it for him, but luckily he did it right past the timer, so it wouldn't have counted anyway. But I've told myself that if Alan keeps persistently coming back asking for the bases, I will make a deal with him. If he can answer a Clasuals motivated trivia question, I'll give him access to the bases. I'll let him see.
You know, Alan, sack of shit, Alan.
However, what Alan doesn't know, because he doesn't actually listen to the podcast, is that this trivia question, one, is going to be very, very hard to find. And two, even though we're only in season three, and even though there's only like 35 episodes or so, or something like that out there, each one of those is like two and a half, sometimes 3 hours long. So good luck listening to 100 hours of podcast content, trying to find the answer to some obscure trivia question that may or may not actually exist in any of the podcasts.
Exactly, because Alan, guess what? I'm the editor, and it doesn't happen, bitch!
There is no editing here.
This is an unclear, uncut, edited software, motherfucker.
And in the event that Alan does, you know,
does research,
take the challenge, does research, you know, we'll get an extra listen, an extra view, an extra, you know, download to each one of the episodes. So, yeah, win-win. But some of those episodes, he'll be like the sixth or seventh person to download. So, you know, it'll be a pretty big deal, if you ask me.
And even if he does the research, probably won't get the base links.
Listen, if he ever does, like, get the trivia question right, I'm probably just going to go, congratulations, you've passed the first round of trivia. The next round of trivia question is, and I'm just going to keep doing that until I'm sure that he's listened to every minute of every episode. And once he's answered all those questions, I feel confident, yeah, I'll probably give him the bases.
Yeah, but
he can do what he wants with them.
For that fucktard that wants to take your bases and sell them, go eat a dick, man. Do your research, get your own bases, and fuck off.
You know, on one hand, I do want to say that to him, but on the other hand, it is such a slimy thing to do. Like, you've given me such enjoyment in coming up with creative ways to now mess with you. So, I should be thanking you, Alan. Thank you. Thank you for giving me someone to really fuck with. I appreciate that.
You're not going to listen to this, but thank you, Alan, aka whoever the fuck you are.
Now, I've had that suspicious guy lingering around my Discord for forever. You guys had one pop up in the C2J Discord server?
I don't know who this motherfucker was, but in the C2J server, there's this random dude who popped in asking who the leader of Crystal to join is. And all of us messed with him. I was at work, so like I was a little late to it, and like I was like, I think it's this person. And then I got home, is like, Steve at me is like, I guess my name is Dr. Whatever the fuck it is in that server. I was like, I don't know who it is. And Kev's just like, I think it's Green Arrow. I was like, I thought that was Green Arrow too, but I don't know anymore. And then the person just left the laugh emote, and then all of a sudden he was banned. I don't know who banned him, but that was funny as shit.
Your Discord name over there is Dr. Dreidel?
Dreidel?
Dreidel.
Yeah.
Dr. Dreidel.
Dude, my name keeps changing. It was Clash Champs 1 Fan 9 or whatever. Or Clash Champs 1 Fan, and then it was Neo Fan 9, and now it's Dr. Neo. Dreidel. I don't know.
Mr. Anderson, codename Neo.
Yeah, I don't know who keeps changing my name. Carl says, just go with it. It's like, okay, I'm not changing my name. I don't give a fuck. But that motherfucker deserves what he got. He's like, who's the leader of C2J? He's like, we don't want to hear thing. And like, obviously that Discord is sarcastic as fuck. They're sarcastic as fuck, if I can speak. And no one gave him the right answer. And then Nob or someone else ended up kicking him. And it was just funny. He's like, oh, we kept fucking with him.
I think GCBC ended up giving him the boot. And I did chime in afterwards that, by the way, the guy's name, his screen name is Corey the Warrior. That's why he showed up. Discord name is Corey Master Warrior, all one word. And his His About Me in Discord says, number one, full SSN clan top available. Number two, EOS clan top any local. Three, paid donator available. Four, selling NC clans or accounts. Five, any local number one guaranteed, good budget only. So for those of you who might not understand what all that gibberish means, he's basically a guy who goes around and he maneuvers and pays and schemes to rig parts of Clash of Clans. Like, you pay him money, he gets people to come into your clan at the end of season so that you end up with one of the top-ranked clans in the game, or locally, if you're doing a clan or a Legends push month like C2J is, and you want to end up number one in Australia, pay this guy some money and he will get accounts into your clan at the end of season to make sure that you end number one. You know, scumbags like that are also some of the ones who are probably arranging win trading during CWL or in Legends hits.
Yep.
So it's just, it's all a big scam. Having said all that, God, I just got to say, what a tremendous missed opportunity to have a good story about fucking with this guy. I mean, we've talked about how crazy stupid it is, like some of the cheating that goes on in the game. Like, here we've got a guy and he's right here in our palms. He showed up. He was asking for stuff. He was ready to make a deal. Someone should have at least engaged him and pretended to be the guy in charge just to see what he's offering. Just so you could, so you could see. Like, one of the things in here, like, he says something like good budget only. Like, I wonder what that is. Like, I wonder if you do all this negotiating scheme and you're like, all right, I'll pay you $12 to do all this. And he's like, no, dude, we're a good budget only. Oh, okay. No, I hear you. 13, right? $13. Right. Yeah, I want to be number one in the world. $13. You got it. Drive a hard bargain.
You know, like, I've been sick, baby. If me and you both in a video chat with this guy, like we did with Seth, interrogating him back before. If y'all know, back before we interrogated Seth, you know, Seth.
Where it all started.
Yeah, where it all started, basically. And it would have been funny, just us maybe like secretly recording or maybe live streaming this chat with this guy. That would have been OP.
Oh, dude, we would have recorded that and we would have posted it as one of our episodes. It's the Clashuals, you know, fuck with Corey the Warrior. So I a tremendous missed opportunity, him showing up and not getting a chance to fuck with him just a little bit. If nothing else, right? Even if you didn't want to, piss him off or whatever, you didn't want him retaliating or going and reporting all your accounts in the game or anything like that. Even if you want to do anything like that, you could have at the very least been like, when he comes in asking for the leader, like, oh, it's this guy over here, Carl. But you have to. I mean, the only way that you're going to get through to him, like, he doesn't actually respond to Carl. He's the leader of the Foot Clan, you know? And you might need to just call him Master Shredder. If he acts like he doesn't know what that is, that means you're in, okay? That's kind of code, because, you know, we get these requests all the time for end of season challenges for pushing our clan to the top of the leaderboards. So you gotta make sure you come at him right. Otherwise he's going to think you're a scam, because we get these offers all the time, Corey the Warrior. So, make sure you approach him right. He's the leader of the Foot Clan and you address him as such. And if you do, yeah, we got plenty of money for you. We'll pay you tons of money. Just make sure you call him the leader of the Foot Clan. That could have been such a great story, and now we'll never get to have it.
Yeah, but guess what?
What
we have we got the content. Let's go. A little bit of content, just a little bit.
At least we can talk about what we would have done.
Yeah.
Anyway. Weird guys and suspicious guys in Discord. There's always, like, I get so many suspicious DMs in Discord. I can't tell you how many accounts with female profile pictures just drop me a DM that just says hello. And I'm just like, ignore. Ignore. That's the, not the who one, you are.
The,
ignore.
The ones I hate. The ones I hate is like, oh, I'm a digital artist. I can make you emotes for your channel, improve your channels. Like,
yeah, that's really annoying. You're like, listen, we've got Wizard of Woo creating our AI stuff now. We don't need you, yeah. All right? Why would we pay money for that?
Like, I had one recently, and like Rick was in the stream. Is like, oh yeah, just said here's my Discord, and then they at like my Discord channel, and they messaged me on Discord. Is like, oh, my AI, I'm a design artist, whatever. Is like. Oh, I was like, I don't have money. I'm not going to pay you if there's AI out there. There's
so many struggling graphic designers out there right now. There's so many of them. It's like years and years ago, it would have been, it was the struggling artist, right? It's a guy who's making paintings that no one ever wanted. Now it's just on a computer. They're making digital art and no one wants it. Sorry, go get a real job, guys. Okay, go be a barista or something.
Or join a company that actually wants your artistic abilities and not just randomly ask Twitch streamers that you randomly join. So that's my only thing about Twitch is like you get these random people like, oh, I'm a artist, I'm a graphic designer, I can make your Twitch channel pop. How are you gonna make my Twitch channel pop if I already how it is?
You know what I have noticed a lot recently? Because one of the things I do to try to vet is I look at, all right, who do I share mutual servers with this person? Why they're DMing me? Where did they find my name? You know where most of them have been recently? The only server that we have in common? Itsu's server.
I'm not in Itsu's server.
I know. I'm starting to wonder why I am. Because the only thing I get out of it is now I become... That's like the hook for people to find me to start spamming me with messages like, hey, if you ever want some emotes, some custom-made emotes, shut up. Okay? Right. I've got a graphics guy.
I have never joined Itsu's server, so that... The only thing I have in common is
people
on my stream that just, what's your Discord? I send them to my channel Discord, and then like they just DM me. Griffo's in chat. What's up, Griffo?
Griffo?
Missed some shit. By the way, Rick hasn't came back. Anyway.
He's still tucking the kids in? We went for an hour and 17 minutes of uninteresting stuff waiting for him to come back. Him come back?
We've been live for an hour and 17 minutes. He's missing out. Sack of shit.
We've purposely been as lame as possible, just waiting for him. Unbelievable. Rick,
you missed a lot. You missed an hour and 17 minutes of shit. So I guess you gotta listen on Spotify, motherfucker.
Yep, you have to catch
the edited version, the recorded version.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into this. Let's get into those topics about the actual game, and I guess Rick will have to probably catch this on Spotify as well.
Probably.
So there's all this talk around Town Hall 16 meta, and honestly, it's if you've listened to any other podcast, watched any other streams, watched any YouTube videos, it's all anyone can talk about. And there's basically two opposing thoughts on the state of the Clash meta. On one side, you've got the professional type players who, if you've listened to any of these episodes before, you've heard, put in my opinion, they are the minority of players. They make up a very, very small percentage of the game. They make up a very small percentage of the revenue earned by the game. But they are far and away the most loud, bitchy, complainy part of the game.
Yep.
And for all the reasons I think they're empowered to do so, they're always the ones screaming the loudest, but not always for what the rest of the players in the game want. They're on one side. On the other side, you've got the more casual players. The guys who play more, the more they enjoy. Play less, the less they enjoy. They're not trying to win money. They're not trying to be super try-hard. They enjoy parts of the game, sometimes in different arenas, but they are not, they're not trying to be super, super duper competitive, right? The whole concept of win trading or modding, stuff like that, is foreign to most of those guys because why the hell would you want to cheat for a mobile game like this anyway? Those are also, that's also the majority of the population playing this game, and oh, by the way, the majority of the revenue that Clash of Clans and Supercell makes off this game. And in those two opposing sides, you have the pro players saying the Town Hall 16 meta sucks. Why does it suck? Because it's too easy. It's too easy. The war are unwatchable because they're all 15v15 or 15-14. There's no defense whatsoever, and it's just ruined the game. On the flip side of that, you have the casual players who, regardless of where they were at before, if they were a good player, now they look like a semi-great player. A group of five misfits who were just around an average player before could put together a five-man team and on a good day beat any competitive team out there because of the meta. It's I don't want to say it's that easy, but it's that attainable. And then those who played and enjoyed but were less skillful, who were awful, now look somewhat better.
Yeah.
They might every once in a while have a 0-star, 37% CWL, but for the most part, net-net, they're better.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are saying, no, don't change this game. Don't go out and nerf the Root Riders and revert back a bunch of stuff that was more similar to Town Hall 15. Keep this momentum at Town Hall 16 going. If you've got to make some tweaks, they should be subtle. But we don't want any widespread nerfs to try to bring defense back in the game and offense out of the game. And those two sides, it appears right now, could not be any more opposed to each other.
Yeah.
And even to the point to where the only place where it kind of gets gray is where you have that subcategory of guys who are not quite pro players, but they're maybe they dabble in it. Maybe they're on a team. They don't take themselves too seriously, but they're right there close. You have some of those players who used to associate more with casual play, who are shifting over towards more competitive because of the easier meta, who are also now feeling really, really big and bold thanks to all of their newfound success, saying that, oh man, it's just too easy. And maybe that's just to try to make themselves look and sound cool, because that's what the pros are saying. But I don't think the majority of the players really hates having this much success in the game, because for all of the competitive reasons why, oh man, it's not balanced. A couple things you got to keep in mind, okay? One, the pro players, the pro wars, I mean, you've seen this, Adams, on a really, really good esports 5v5 match. How many people are tuning in to watch that on Twitch or on YouTube? Even a really good one.
Say maybe 50 to 100.
Yeah. And if you're a bigger streamer, you might have 200, 300. If it's a big sponsored one, you might have 1,800, you might have 2,000, yeah. Right? But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. If you're not the front page of Twitch then, or YouTube, whatever, I don't know what YouTube is, but Twitch, then you get like 50, maybe 100, just depending on what war you're streaming at the time.
All that to say, that number compared to the number of people playing the game is peanuts. It's microscopic. Exactly. So one of the big complaints about the meta being too easy is people are saying, oh, the matches are unwatchable. And I hate to say this because I enjoy watching the matches.
Same.
But the majority of people out there playing Clash already think the matches are unwatchable. That's why they're not watching it. That's why the view numbers for most matches aren't that great. That's why Brawl Stars kicks Clash's ass when it comes to streaming numbers on Twitch. Not saying that Clash isn't as fun a game as Brawls. I think it's more fun. And the number of people playing say it's more fun. But the number of people who are watching? I'm sorry, comp wars in general, they're not great theater to a lot of people. And that was, you had really strong defense in it at Town Hall 15, it wasn't great. You have really strong offense in it at Town Hall 16, it's still not great. And Town Hall 14 was really strong offensively, it still wasn't great. And I get it. You're trying to grow some numbers from nothing, and you start picking up some steam, and it feels like it's changing, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not. So you can't make changes to the game based off what such a small, microscopic part of the game truly wants. What Supercell's got to do, what they've got to look at, is what do the numbers say? Okay, does the game that they created, does the meta at Titanfall 16, does that tell them, oh look, there's more people logging in every day. There's more people earning their 5-star bonus every day. They're at least pulling to that amount. Are there more people engaged in wars in CWL? Those are all numbers they can see. Those are all numbers that I suspect, and maybe we need to call up Magic Jr. and ask him, because I think he can see some of that stuff. Those are all things that I think right now, Supercell would say, yeah, we're up, baby. We're heading in the right direction. Oh, if that's the case, don't fucking change a single thing, okay? Not for any pro player. I don't care how good they are. And I'm not trying to poo-poo the pro players. I am super impressed with what they can do in the match. But they were so short-sighted to not see what the rest of the world sees in the game. They're a bad opinion to take that strongly with. And I've said that several times on this podcast, but they love getting on their Twitter account and just going off and tagging at Supercell, at Darian, this game's unplayable. Shut up.
Well, the one thing I hate is like people saying it needs to be more balanced for esports and the casuals. Like, no, this is a mobile game. If you want to be part of the esports clan, get better at the technique, learn how to queen charge, or learn how to Lalo, because Lalo is still OP at 16. Don't know how it still is, but learn the techniques that the pros do. They've been playing this game for so long, they can know where to put the queen, know what it's going to do. Even with these epic abilities, learn what the epic abilities go with that attack and learn it. Watch YouTube videos. Sit there and practice. Practice makes perfect. Perfect makes you better. Boom. There you go.
Adams, we were talking before the show, and you mentioned someone had thrown out this idea. I think I even thrown this idea out in a couple places.
You said it probably few times during this podcast.
Well, I mentioned it specifically, you know, our buddy Blaine Adam posted a poll about changing the meta, and you know, I echoed a lot of what I just said in that, you know, Supercell would be dumb to change if the numbers are telling them that player engagement's up right now. But if the concern is really, hey, it's diluting the product for esports, then I think the solution should be create some other mechanism that makes your esports make it different. Make the hero levels different for an esports competition. Exclude things from the attacking ability. Or, you know, have them attack super charged up bases that have higher DPS than the normal bases do. And do something to make competitive play harder than the normal gameplay, so that I guess it does get more dramatic or more appealing to the people watching it. I think that's the right way to go, but I get the feeling you don't feel the same way, Adams.
So like a separate server for the esports pros?
Not like a separate server, just a separate game mode for when you're going to do an esports competition. That's completely separate than what the normal, casual, everyday player plays.
Nah, I don't agree. I think the pros need to fuck off and stop bitching.
I agree on that. Yeah, but
I don't think there needs to be a separate game. Supercell's not going to do that. I think just need to concentrate on the game itself. Don't separate the esports from that. Keep it going. I think separating both of them apart, I could kind of see the upside, but I think it just needs to stay where it's at. It's at a good course. And just keep progressing. Like, people are going to bitch regardless. Like, the casuals are going to bitch. The esports are going to bitch. It just depends on who they're going to fucking agree with. I say agree with the casual. Fuck the esports players. Go with the people that are going to spend the money on the game. Don't separate it. They can fuck off.
I do think in hindsight, you remember a point last year in Town Hall 15 meta when I proclaimed that one of the stupidest arguments ever made in the game by pro players was all the bitching about super barbs. Like, oh my god, super barb is so much. It's like, don't you kind of wish you had that back now? Okay? For all the bitching and whining you did about super barbs are just too strong. Supercell needs to nerf the super barbs. Supercell heard all that shit and was like, hold my beer. I'm going to make a whole bunch of other stuff so much easier too. Okay? You'll never even think about super barbs again. I'm going to give you the fucking root riders. Okay? I mean,
there's still people doing super barbs.
I know.
So they're still OP, but again, they need to stop. They need to listen to the people that.
That's the deal. Like, there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things. When you talk about all the different laws, we'll talk about all the different root riders, right? We touched on like this root rider Valkyrie spam that is just incredibly strong and just wailing through bases. And hell, I'm having all of this war and CWO success against other max Town Hall 16s using 14 witches and 7 ice golems. Like, that's like. Everything can work if you use it correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't know why that's a bad thing, because it's not necessarily a given that you're always going to triple. Even I've seen the 15v15 wars, which honestly, I don't think it's bad entertainment that comes down to hit times, right? I don't think it's bad entertainment at all that sometimes the team that looks more impressive in the attacks, that does more elaborate attacks, loses the war because they took longer to do the attacks. I don't really hate that at all. If anything, that usually plays in favor of the guys who did more spammy attacks, and that kind of makes the snobbish pro players a little more upset, and I kind of like that. I think it's a little bit of payback, just a little bit. But it's entertainment, right? So if we're really concerned about the entertainment of watching, I think that's entertainment too. But when it comes down to it, like, I don't think you can change it because it's too easy, at least not yet. I think there's a natural progression that will make it a little harder when you give some of those big defenses another level. That'll change it naturally some. And if that draws back the hit rate just a little bit, then I think you're in a good place. But doing wholesale nerfs, like a big, massive nerf on the Root Rider, it's a bad idea.
Well, Sorry, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm just saying, I'm not hearing the pros' complaints, but I do think if you're really, 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 really wanting that product to stream, to collect your highlights from, make your YouTube video, if you really want that to come from a balanced meta that's got lower scoring wars, then create that in a different game mode. So the rest of the economy of the game doesn't get discouraged like it has. There's two things that have driven players away over the last couple of years. And it's changed over time, but in both Town Hall 14 and Town Hall 15, max level players who are one of the biggest lifelines to the game, because typically they're the most engaged. They've taken what it takes to get to the max level. They're also, for the most part, some of the biggest spenders, because they probably spent to get there, to speed things up. They're probably going to spend to stay there. That's a very important group. You've lost a lot of players in the last two Town Hall metas. The two overwhelming reasons were lack of new fresh content. It feels like the last two or maybe even 3 years we've gotten to the spring season and it's just been dry. Town Hall 14 was on the 18-month cycle. That spring season before it got to their 10th anniversary, like it was like a desert of nothing for a long time. And that hurt the game. The time frame between updates and Town Hall 15 went on and on and on forever. That's when they had this awful idea about rotating the updates through Builder Hall and Clan Capital. Like, that hurt the game. Far and away, I think, number one. But number two, which you also compounded that with in Town Hall 15, was you just made it to where, at a certain point, people just didn't feel that successful at it. And I think most people realized, yeah, I need to try a little bit harder or learn a little bit more to do it. But I just don't have the time. If I had the time, I wouldn't be spending money to skip these upgrade times. I would just grind it out. But I don't have the time because this game is very time consuming. I got other stuff going on. So I'd much rather be able to learn a skill quickly, be able to transfer it, and not be on forever.
Yeah.
You can't go a long period of time with no fresh content, and you can't be afraid of trying to go for fun over difficulty, because in the long run,
they're gonna clash.
That's where your money is.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, if you look at, like, 16 is new. It's fairly new. Like, people that don't spend money on the game are gonna bitch because, you know, they're free to play. But go back to when 15 was new. It's the same thing. People are complaining about the troops, how easy it is, and then they made a patch to make it harder. And then you got the esports and the casual players bitching about how hard it is and how easy it is, vice versa. And now 16 is the same thing. It's going to keep going every town hall. Do they listen to the esports players? Or do they listen to the people that are going to bring a little bit more money in? Because there's more casual players than the esports players. I say keep the game as it is. Don't split it. If you're going to split it, make it interesting in the esports division. And you said that before. You said in game, make it so it you have like a tournament war tag, or so you can do tournaments against other clans. And maybe they need to do better. Like the survey they did about like in-game communications, they need to upgrade that, which hasn't happened yet. Global chat will never come back, by the way, for all you want. Keep fucking asking. Global chat will never come back.
I still think there's an opportunity to create that more customizable war matchup, to where if you're doing a 5v5, you could set guidelines like there's none of these troops allowed. Like, set that up in the game so that someone couldn't even accidentally drop one of those in there, right? And if that were like a permanent game mode feature, then yeah, you could build that into any random community tournament you wanted to do and say, all right. And you know, that could be part of the gamesmanship, right? Part of your scouting report on the other team is figuring out what is the best troop to ban from them for the next round. And after you already know what you're going to ban them for, then start building bases to defend against the other stuff that you know they're not as comfortable using.
Exactly. And it'll help, like, Twitch streamers, like, oh, we have a giveaway. We can do a tournament war. Whoever gets what team wins gets the reward. You can split it, whatever. Maybe it'd be gold pass for the whole team. It'd make it easier than doing, like, a spread, like, a little, I don't know how people do it, but, like, on their own. But you've been part of it in C2J where they do their own little thing and they had to like move people. It'd be better in game.
Listen, I was around where some of the times the bracket was a handwritten bracket on a piece of paper. And, you know, trying to see who was going to the next round, had to hold up the piece of paper for the camera to see.
Right.
I've been around that long.
I think it'd be.
That was actually just about like a year and some change ago, by the way.
That's before people knew Excel, I think it was. I don't know what they use, but I don't set that shit up because I'm too lazy to learn new programming.
Yeah. So let's move on. Have you seen this this incredibly broken new hero equipment, the Frozen Arrow?
Yeah.
Have you got it unlocked yet?
Yeah.
Have you used it?
$20. to get the 6,000 dragon coins, and I max it out to level 19 right now.
You're at 19?
Yeah.
God damn, son.
I had the ore saved up, and I just went boop, 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 until I can upgrade it, and then I had to stop because I ran out of shit. But it's at 19 right now. So right now I have
that, how much of that glowy ore, the purple one? That's the shit that, like, when you're just grinding, you never get enough of that.
Yeah, well, I was doing the last season, I was doing a bunch of, I was doing like back and forth with the good guys doing dip wars. I had like 25, maybe 30, I think 25,000 glowy ore just sitting there. I was like, I'm going to wait till this new thing, it came out, and I was like, and then I was in C2J because it's, you know, CWO ended. And I was like, oh, I already got my frozen arrow to 18. I was like, oh, wait, can I get to 19? Got it to 19. And Rush D, whoever that is, it's like, oh, he gymmed it. I was like, no, I didn't gym it. I just had stuff saved up. If I gymmed it, it'd be maxed.
Do you feel a difference using it?
No. I like the giant arrow. If you can time that giant arrow perfectly, it can destroy more. I think the freeze arrow is good for like a queen charge, whatever.
You don't do queen charges?
No, I do spam all the way, but it's still OP. Like, if the queen and king is still alive, you can still get a 3-star because it's gonna.
Have you done a little in game challenge with it?
I haven't done shit with it, man. I've been too busy.
There's an in game challenge, like one of those little like tester bases. That you can use it on, and it's all like there's monoliths and single infernos, and it's just showing you how when she matches up against a single target inferno, when she starts hitting it, that son of a bitch ain't gonna kill her. So she will slow down and kill a monolith before the monolith kills her too. The only catch on that is if there's other defenses also targeting her, then she ain't slowing those down. So there's something to be said for it's got to be managed to be really effective. I would say the original leaks and testing I saw for it made it look like it was going to be really strong. Yeah. But the first thing I thought was, all right, you're seeing it in short examples with a queen against one defense, which is never likely how it's going to happen when you're attacking a base in the game. I think long term it's going to be one that I'm really interested in. I think I'm going to enjoy it more once I get unlocked at Town Hall 11, Town Hall 12, Town Hall 13, where I do a lot of queen charge attacks.
Yeah.
Because I do think that is the most useful part of it, is in a queen charge. But for these spamming attacks that I'm using with some of the other counts, or like the air attacks that I normally do at 14, like, there's not near as much point of having it on there. So I'll upgrade it, but where I heard people like, oh, you gotta save all the upgrade, kind of like you did. But, you know, if you're not queen charging, hey, max out your giant gauntlet first. Okay? That's honestly, I bought these event passes and, you know, collected a bunch of ore, and then I've done all my Legends hits the last 2 days. That's the first day this month I've done that. But just what I've gotten in the event, I just poured all that into finishing out the giant gauntlet, and I think I had it at 26 now, so it's almost there. And yes, I did notice Trample said in chat, okay, Vamp Stash on my Town Hall 11 and my Town Hall 12, where I'm doing this queen charge lolo with the log launcher. Yeah, I've upgraded Vamp Stash on the king because he's helping set the front. A lot of times he's just kind of walking around the base on his own.
I have not touched the Vamp Stash in either of my accounts. I did the Earthquake Stomp, the Gauntlet, and the Giant Arrow. And the Freeze Arrow, which is trash. I regret doing it.
If you've got a lower Town Hall level account and you're doing more of those spammy, like witch attacks, stuff like that, you know, there's a place there where the earthquake boots or the boots are going to be really strong. But I'm sorry, like I've heard all the other justifications in the world. There is no substitute for that giant gauntlet. There just is not. I've seen them both. I've seen all the different attack strategy, all the different equipment combinations. There is no substitute for what that king will do with the gauntlet at the end of attack when it goes off. Mind you, most of the time when I'm doing it, he's in the middle of the shit with a whole bunch of other troops, right? So it's usually, I'm usually hearing that thinking, he's about to auto ability anyway, or, okay, we're getting next to some heavy stuff, it's about to start targeting a whole bunch of my troops, but if I hit this ability, he's going to run ahead and start smashing that stuff, soak up all the damage, and just melee through all that stuff. Then all those troops are going to be scot-free to clean up the rest of the base. It is so darn strong. And that with the whole glitch thing, where after the Warden tone...
Yeah,
that is just... But to go back to the point earlier, I don't think we should be nerfing it, quite frankly. Let it ride. Let it ride. When you give us another level of the monolith, like there will be some balance. You give us higher level scatter shots and infernos, and all those things start really soaking. Like when the next multi-inferno level gets an extra beam of inferno, it'll start balancing itself out a little bit more. But let that happen naturally.
Let's look at some other glitches they haven't fixed. The invisible warden. They haven't fixed that. There's still sometimes the warden goes invisible and doesn't get targeted.
That's not even like, can you even call it? Technically, it's a glitch, but like,
it's a glitch, but
there's no real benefit for it. He can still get targeted. He can still die. You can still see where his shadow's floating around. And how many times, for the most part, do you even really didn't know where the warden is? Like, if you see the big circle around him, he's somewhere in the middle.
I've never had that happen to me where the warden goes invisibly. Also, no, when people say it's a mistake or it's supposed to be in the game, it's bullshit.
They still have that blimp glitch where if you leave some housing space open, they don't come out right away, which apparently I heard wasn't a glitch, but it is, but it isn't.
Yeah,
but that's what Darius said. It wasn't intentional, but they kept it anyway. I think it's one of those where they didn't mean it to do that, right. But then once they found out they did, they're like, oh, you know, we don't hate this, we're going to keep it, and I really hope that the giant gauntlet glitch, will fall into that category where they're like, man, we didn't really mean for this to happen, but now that it did, it's kind of cool. It's, you know, an add layer, and we're just going to keep it. I can't tell you how many times I run into those Root Rider smash attacks, and if my king starts wandering away from the pack to where he's out of the tome area, and I'm getting to the part where I'm like, man, I really need to hit this tome, and he's not over there, I'm always like, shit, can I hold on just a little bit longer? Is there any chance he's going to wander his way back into the tome era and catch it? And most of the time he doesn't. But it's so much different, too,
right?
When he gets it. So,
on top of that, do you think they should, instead of adding the freeze arrow, they should have added an epic ability on the RC? Because the RC is just hanging there. With no epic ability.
And no extra exchangeable equipment at all. No, I think the next thing you give her should be a regular piece of equipment like she's already got. Like, you should have one or two other options available before you start throwing in epic equipment on the heroes. I've heard it since the onset of hero equipment got leaked, was that there was always in the works for an RC ability that when maxed out, that she would spawn like six hogs around her. I'm sure that was just that's something that's been kicked around. I've not seen any like screenshot leaks of that happening, but I've heard that here and again in multiple places. And that to me sounds like a good idea or something like that. And you gotta think like the barbarian king and the queen, they've got abilities that spawn other troops like that too. I think that's a good idea for RC. You give her something that's going to hop out in front of her. The only thing I'd like even more than that, because I don't care how much I try to size up the base, I somehow get a minute and a half, 2 minutes in the attack, and I'm trying to figure out where's the right place to drop this RC.
and inevitably the path, and I'm like, this would be the best place. And I look like, all right, she's going to clear this, she's going to clear this, and then defending king. Fuck. Okay. Since that happens all the time, maybe instead of her spawning a whole bunch of hogs, spawn some headhunters. Cool. That would be fucking sick, I think.
That'd be right? Awesome.
RC, okay, you know what, defending king, fuck you. Here's 6 headhunters. Die. All right? I go for that.
Well, I think anyone would. There's one leak I saw, it was a while ago, where she threw her shield and her spear to take out defenses. So the spear would go, or the shield would balance, and I don't know if the spear would just hit one defense.
Now, will that spear, when it lands, will it explode?
That would be even better. Like, send her after, like, a monolith or, like, an eagle and just, boom, hit the eagle with the shield and then explosion with the spear.
What if it's the earthquake spear? And whenever it hits the ground, it does little earthquakes. There like the earthquake boots, get the earthquake spear.
Yeah, and if you damage, like, the eagle, the monolith, and they're together, you just hit the RC with it, boom, 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 hit that spear, earthquake spear, and it'll damage them both and take them both out. Ooh, let's go. Fuck the hogs. Let's get the earthquake spear in this motherfucker.
This is what I think it should be, is when you hit the ability, she throws the shield, it goes to 1, 2, 3, 4 targets, and then whatever the 5th target would be, that's where the spear goes. Yeah.
There you go.
And come on, Supercell. No extra money. Okay, that was for free. All right. You're welcome. Okay, for the great ideas.
Watch they do that shit.
It wouldn't be the first time we've accurately predicted something on this podcast right here.
Yeah.
It's a team effort.
It's mostly you.
There's no I in team.
It's like 80% you, 20% me.
There's a really big me in there, but there's no I. Okay.
But there is a me in team.
Have you played around with these event troops yet? You have the Azure Dragon and the other one that no one can remember the name, the Firecracker.
Before I had to go to work this morning, I was messing with the Firecracker. No, it was not this morning. It was Thursday morning because I had to go to work till 8:30 because I had to unload a truck, blah 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 blah, shipping container. But I messed around with it a little bit. With Root Riders and the Firecrackers and the Super Archers, and I tripled twice with it. With Super Archer Blimp, obviously. But I like this. I like the Firecracker. They're OP. I have not used the Dragon yet because
I recently got a Root Rider Firecracker.
Yeah. So you get rid of the Super Archers in my attack, and you get like 8, I think, Firecrackers. I'm not sure. I can check them out.
It's too bad you can't do event troops in the CC.
Right?
Could you imagine doing like a Sarge blimp that's Firecracker? A Firecracker blimp?
Dude, you fucking
clone up and rage up Firecrackers in the middle.
Dude, you clone and invisible. Ooh, you can clear out the whole center in like in 10 seconds. Like, what?
Yeah.
But I have not used the nuke. Oh, I like that.
Firecracker nuke.
Firecracker nuke. Ooh. That'd be sick. I've not used a dragon. I recently got it unlocked. I was trying to like make a comp, but then I couldn't do it. So because I had to go to work. But maybe after this I'll try it. But I've seen videos of it. And it's like kind of like an e-drag, but with water is my concept. I don't know if you have used it.
I heard a fun fact today.
What's up?
Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't remember. One of these days. They all run together. That originally, when they were doing the prototype for the Electro Dragon, when they were going to create it in the game, the original name for that dragon was the Azure Dragon. But before they released it, they renamed it to the Lightning Dragon. So this Azure Dragon is the manifestation of finally a dragon having that name. I just unlocked it today because, like I said, I didn't gem the event this time like I had previous times. I'm trying to be a little more frugal. So I just unlocked him today, but because I'm in Legends with all the big accounts where I got him unlocked, I had any attacks left at the end of the day to try him. So I'm going to test him My gut tells me that it is going to be something that's right up my alley and very similar to a lot of the Hydra I used to do. But the other part of that is, and this is just weird to me because I still use Hydra on the Town Hall 14, so it's not like I've forgotten it, right? I'm still using some air attacks at different levels. But because I've done so well with ground at Town Hall 16, and I don't know what it is about just sexy ground and pound smash that like really gets me going for the game, even with overpowered dragons, I don't know that I'm going to use them a ton. I resisted completely using the event troops during Christmas. The cookie and the ram rider, like I didn't hardly use them at all. I don't know that I'm going to ever just completely be able to resist the dragon. So I'll probably run it somewhere, test it out. But I don't know that I'm going to, it's not going to be like my overwhelming. Now, if someone finds a way to just completely break the game with it, and it's the Insta six pack every war with it, then I'll probably use it just because I don't want to start losing every war because I'm the only schmuck out here not using it. But I don't know, like the event troops in the Halloween event were just so good. Like I just enjoyed them so much. What they've done since, it probably if the Halloween ones had never existed, we'd probably be talking about how great they all are. Not just because they're overpowered, because they're fun. They're creative. They're the way you use them feels cool. But because they just don't ever seem to match up to those Halloween ones, it just kind of feels like, yeah, this dragon's cool. It ain't a lava loon, though. Lava loon takes the number one spot. Or even, I know it wasn't everyone's favorite, but it was my personal favorite, the witch golem. Yeah. Like, I'll never get that same feeling again. The two favorite troops all in one. Like,
It was an OP. The Halloween event was OP. I was wishing they did it on Christmas, but they didn't. They only brought us the cookie rider, whatever, and the fucking Pekka cookie, whatever that thing's called. And I didn't use them. I used them probably once. I was like, this is trash. They should have done the same thing as Halloween, Christmas, and they're doing it again with the Lunar New Year. They should have kept it going.
The newer,
I corrected myself.
Lunar Year. The Nooner Lava Loon Year.
They should have kept it going. They should have done it through Halloween, Christmas, and now. And it would have been perfect. But no, they fucked up during the Christmas time and didn't do that whole event shit, which is awesome. I love the event from Halloween. Was awesome. It made me motivated to play the game. And then Christmas was like, oh, here you go. I was like,
Christmas was bad timing because everything else in Town Hall 16 was new. That I didn't want to get used to using event troops when I was getting used to using root riders, like the new troops and the new equipment and stuff like that. Like there was so much newness that the event troops just didn't capture me because there was other stuff that was new.
Exactly.
These are probably coming a little bit better time, but I think our final discussion topic tonight runs right into this. Is now we've seen an event post CWL every other month since the first one in Halloween. Mm-hmm. So we had one in October, nothing in November, had the December Christmas one, nothing in January, and here in February we're doing Lunar New Year. If that pattern continues, if we don't have anything in March, but then they find some event to do in April. Maybe it's themed. Maybe it's just, maybe there's just some event. Maybe it's got nothing to do with national or global holidays. Maybe it's just some, the builder went weird again or something. I don't know. Is doing an event every other month, is that going to dilute the experience of doing it? Is it going to change the excitement? Is that too, like so many other things they've tried in the game, is that going to lose its shininess if they do it too often like that?
Oh, yeah. If they do it way too often, it's going to... Everyone's like,
every other month. Is that going to end up being way too often?
The only way it's not going to like bring people in to do it is if it's not a game. Like, people have to look on YouTube and like, oh, this is Green Breaking Troop from this event, or watch a stream. But they'd have to do it. If they do it that many times, they're going to have to do way creatively to make it like worth people paying the money to get these troops unlocked fast as possible. But I don't see that happening.
We were doing the Pod Wars right when the Halloween event started.
Yeah.
And because of that, and because I wanted to be able to showcase the new troops too, I went ahead and gemmed through that event just to have it. I am doing the same thing in December during that event because I just wanted the ore because I was working on the equipment. The grind of upgrading your equipment through the ore, even with doing constant wars, participating in CWL, not missing any of your daily ore bonuses, it still feels like to get all your equipment eventually maxed or to a point where you'll use it, it still feels like it's kind of unobtainable at that point. Like, most people have some upgraded for specific reasons, specific armies, but there's very few people out there, even when spending money, who just have everything finished out. And I think until there are more players out there, more accounts that have the majority of them, if not all of them, finished, the events are going to be attractions just because you can dangle that ore out there as the reward for doing it.
Nope.
The actual event being entertaining for, you know, event troops or whatever else they do that changes in the game along with the event, I don't know. I don't know that you can do enough fresh every other month to keep that entertaining. But I know, and I've heard this for years now, that the actual number one driver of engagement is people wanting to see their base progress. Whether that's actually building it or just upgrading it and all the bells and whistles that come with it. And if your ore, in order to upgrade your equipment, is part of that, and you can keep whetting the appetite of the majority of players by giving them events that help them speed up progression and part of their base, then yeah, I think that's something you can keep going back to over and over and over again. And if the event troops aren't always the greatest, the concept behind it isn't always the greatest, but the payoff is continuing to upgrade some of that stuff that people are concerned about being able to upgrade, then yeah, I think it's absolutely worth it to do. I think it's going to be something you can go back to as many times as possible. And at some point in time, you'll see it start to slow off if enough accounts get it upgraded. On the flip side of that, I think this is one of the things that Supercell's done a really good job with, that mindset of wanting to progress, wanting to get maxed out, and then feeling like, you know, you need to stay ahead of a curve with upgrades, right, on things. If they keep releasing new equipment to the pace to where the majority of players don't feel like they can ever get caught up, I think you run the risk of having some fall off because they just feel like, oh, well, this hero equipment is just a racket. No one's ever going to get to the end of all of this. And if you can't see the end anywhere in sight, then, you know.
That's right, too hard.
Well, and it starts demotivating players, exactly, to continue to grind for it.
And spending money on certain stuff.
Yeah, because they're not going to see the payoff. So yeah. I think that's just something they got to watch. They got to watch and not make so much equipment that it starts to feel unattainable to the majority of players, or the majority of your money-making player, your money-spending players. But as long as it's in that area where most players feel like, yeah, if I just keep after it, if I play in these events, if I engage, if I maximize what the rewards are on it, I can obtain levels that I want to that are very strong, very competitive, that are going to give me a competitive advantage. I think they will. But again, the other thing that will counter that just a little bit is if people are already tripling everything without upgrading all the equipment, does that diminish their drive to get all the equipment upgraded? I do think the next update,
on that.
If it comes with the next level of most of these major defenses, I do think it's going to do a tremendous amount to help balance. As more of the equipment gets fully upgraded and people are more capable of dealing with the stronger defenses, there's going to be some stronger defenses. And it won't be as hard as Town Hall 15 ever was, but it'll be a little bit harder than it is now. And maybe it'll break up all the pros having 15v15 wars all the time. Maybe they'll, who knows, maybe they'll complain just a little less.
And again, for the hero abilities, there's specific attack. Like, you have to learn what it hero ability goes with that attack. That's, again, the heroes or the pros can fuck off. Like, I do like seeing the interesting of wars where they have to try to like get a 3-star at the end. But you know, again, this is the same thing it happened at 15 when it first came out. It was like, it's too easy. Oh, it's too hard. It's gonna happen the same thing with 16. It's too easy now. It's gonna be a little harder for the Clash Wars player down the road because it's the new Town Hall. Not a lot got upgraded. A bunch did get upgraded, but not everything. So I'm excited to see the final touches of 16.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot they can do with it, but I don't think I think nerfing Root Rider is going to give the result that everyone wants. You're going to make a small amount of people happy. You're going to anger a lot more people.
I say let's nerf fucking Lalo so we stop seeing that every Town Hall war. I'm sick of seeing that attack, man.
Yeah, and that dude, MC Muhammad, that wiped out my bases with Zap Lalo. I hate your Lalo. So, yeah.
For all your Lalo players, it's trash. Do something more creative. I know, it's hard, but I don't
care. I mean, they're not trash. They're actually really good, but we hate you.
Yeah.
Because you're good.
I tried it once or twice, maybe 4 times, and I don't like it because I'm trash. Anyway. We're at the 2-hour mark of this episode recording. I think we're done, Bubba.
Yeah, man.
That was a long recording. Let's go.
It was good catching up with you. We should do this more often.
Yeah, we should. It's been a month. All right, guys, on you on Twitch, we're going to end it. Same with you guys on the recording process.
Oh, hey, one last thing.
Oh.
Anyone out there listening or anyone out there in Twitter world, wherever, our buddy, friend of the podcast, friend of both me and you, he's always been good to us. The Magic Knob is hosting his own little Town Hall 16 1v1 tournament, I believe next Friday night, the 16th.
Yeah, the day before my birthday.
Yep, so if you're interested in that, find him on Discord. You can message us if you need to figure out how to get in touch with him. Obviously, I know he's got a page over in the C2J Discord where they're coordinating all of it, but Knob is doing all the coordination for it. As a winner of one of his previous events, I can attest that it is always fun, not just going in and competing with the other guys, but also getting to personally kick the crap out of Magic Knob myself. It's never not a good time. But our buddy Magic Knob, he deserves to have a good showing for all the work that he puts into doing those tournaments. So next Friday night, check around. I'm sure someone's going to be streaming it on Discord or on Twitch somewhere. But if you're interested in signing up, check him out. Magic Knob.
I'm in it, so you get a chance to beat me because I'm trash.
He's in the Clydesdale's Discord server, so if you're in our Discord server, you can find him and figure out where it's at. Or if you know someone that's interested, you know, just look us up, reach out. We'll get you connected in. I think they might have like some gold passes to give away for some of the winners too. It's not for big rewards, but you know, it's something to
throw
out.
It'll be fun to show your skills at the Town Hall 16 level.
Yes. Right, it'll be fun. It'll be fun for all of you to show your skills at the Town Hall 16 level.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching live on stream, and thank you all for listening wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, remember to do a review wherever you listen to it. Apple, Spotify, Google.
Smash the like button. Give us 5 stars. Yeah. Tell us you love us. Tell us we're prettier than all the other girls.
I don't know on Spotify, but I'm pretty sure on Apple you can write a review. Like, you can actually type. And I'm pretty sure on Spotify you can too. Tell us your favorite pastime troupe that has not been back.
When was the last time we checked out the comments on the Apple Podcast?
I don't know how to check the comments on. Well, maybe we'll save that for the next episode.
I think we've only ever got one on Apple Podcast. That's the one that I wrote for us.
Well, I know they can do it on Spotify. So thank you all for watching, messaging us when the next episode. Thank you all for the big support, and we will see you next time.
Later.